Get it?
It's yeah, ready to go.
Okay.
Move a little bit to your right. And you're out the hatch. I'll be standing by to get the LEC.
Wait a minute.
Okay. Is it going off? Did the bag go off? I can't tell.
Can't hear that. Okay. Do you want to hand me the LEC? I mean the left-hand side stowage, you want to get rid of it? Get rid of it.
All right. You guilty?
Sure. Okay.
Second. Open the hatch a little more and give it a kick. And I'm standing back for the LEC.
Alright, wait a minute. An LEC coming at you. I gotta bring it up. Wait a minute.
Got it.
There you go. I'm headed down the ladder.
Alright.
Down to campus.
Okay.
Okay, Houston, Mark, I'm on the lunar surface.
Roger, copy, Pete.
Pete Conrad on the surface at
contrast charge fell down here yesterday, so there's only two good ones. The other one's too dirty.
Alright.
That just, it doesn't wrap off, it just...
Okay, ready to transfer the ETB when you are.
Okay. Coming right after it, right now. Like the lock on this TB, a lock on the LEC is kind of jammed with dirt. Dirt, yeah.
The equipment transfer bag has the two 70 millimeter cameras in it.
Let it out easier. Okay, let it go. Just lower it. Lower. Alright, just lower some more. And hold it right there. Okay. Oh, I tell you, I'm going to learn two things I'm going to learn to dislike. One of them is the TV cable, and the other one's the S-band antenna cable.
Roger, Pete, we copy that.
They are constantly underfoot. Now let me take it across to the other side. So it's out of your way.
Okay. Al, before egress, would you confirm that the TV circuit breaker is out?
Confirmed, out.
Roger.
It is out, Houston.
Roger, Al.
Okay. My friendly Noman. Great for the activity yesterday. I forgot all about him sitting here. Up to now. Didn't his camera say? Oh, okay. Got SRC2. Looking away here. Check all the circuit breakers and I'll be out with you. Okay. Tell you, these Teflon bags don't hold up too well in a vacuum in a lunar environment, I'll put it that way.
Roger, Pete, we copy that comment. Any clarification?
Yeah, they tend to have fatigue failures along the cracks when you go to open them up. I noticed the two bags that I put in the SRC yesterday were that way. And let me get back here just a second. Let's see. PSLEC, TP transfer, geology, prep, stow on HTC, contrast, charge extension, handle, hammer, small shovel, and Noman. Here I come, Pete. Okay, have fun. Place SRC2 on Mesa. Attach way bag to scale. Attach that way bag to LMP. Just one thing that's bothered me. I don't have a saddle bag. Wonder. Hey, I don't. Might I find one? Here's one. I mean, how you doing? Good? Check. Okay, keep coming. Super good shape. There you go, a little left.
Hey, let me try to close the hatch off, okay? Now this stuff, this material around the spacecraft reminds me, in this sun angle, looking into the sun, a very rich brown color. It reminds me of a good cloud field.
Roger, Beep.
Looking down, sun, it's still the same old ash gray, very light white ash gray. That these little side sun visors are extremely handy.
Roger, Pete. We copy.
Let's drop down.
The best time we have for Al being on the surface is 1:31:48:44.
That's the same. Set that line right there, Pete. Say again? I'm going to set the tether right there, okay?
Best sim we've had.
I wonder what happened since yesterday. I don't know. I think everybody learns a little bit each time. That bag's on there. Now let's see what else. I need to get the tool pulled from. And before you put the tool in, we got to cut a TV cable.
That's affirmative. Cut the TV cable below the adapter, about 1 inch, and then that's 1 foot below the adapter, and then stow the TV camera in the ETB.
Okay. at that surveyor, Al. That's not anywhere near as bad a slope.
So oh, better shape.
Hey, Houston, that surveyor looks a lot better today.
Yeah, now that the sun's up,
different sun on it.
There's some trim
cables cut. Oh, wait a minute. Leave it right on there for a second. Come on over, put the thing in my back, and let's mount our cameras, and then the ETB is in.
All right, sounds good.
Or either that, bring it back. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
It doesn't make a difference.
What do you think?
I think you got that right here. You got the right idea. That's the lunar walk.
Okay.
Keep it in here. Look at that part number on the side of the tool.
Use that a few times.
Say, Houston, while he's putting the tool on, it's a very interesting thing. There is a angular rock that's literally 6 inches from the engine exhaust skirt. It's just sitting on the lunar surface. And I really find it hard to believe that the engine exhaust couldn't blow that rock away. It's only about 3.5 inches by 3.5 inches. And it's not stuck in the ground. It's just sitting there loosely about 6 inches from the engine bell. And of course the ground is blasted clean all the way around it. And it yet the engine exhaust blast didn't blow that rock away. Pete, where's the saddlebag?
100 Pete, we copy that comment. Were you able to get a photo of that in the first EVA?
No, we'll get that right now. There one in here, Al?
Yeah.
Oh.
And Pete, now for your reference on the photos, your shadow length now is 18 foot.
Okay. There's a couple of sneaky bags first.
Al, also, if you would, before you start that traverse, would you get a good photo of the solar wind to show us how that foil is wrapped around?
Well, good. Okay, Houston, that won't take a second. Okay, let me attach this bag to, would you attach this bag to me, Pete?
Yeah.
I'm going to slide that off. All right.
Okay, I'll tell you what, if you go put one camera, here's the saddlebags on, if you put one camera on, look at those little, go get the TV, I'll mount this other gear on here. My compliments to the man that packed that SRC box, it looks just like training boxes.
Give me those tongs a second.
Yes, sir. Here's the tongs. Where are you?
Right behind you. Hey, hold on just a second. Hold on. Let me see what this is.
That's what's left of
okay, got you.
Those parts there.
I got you. Okay, core tubes. Come on, get out of there. I didn't know better. I'd say there was solar wind up here that blows hard enough to blow sample bags in the wrong direction. Okay, Al, three core tubes in the heel. Okay, second. Dixie cup dispenser coming up. Thank you. Final diet. Chart fits right in its spot. Worried about that. In the saddlebag. Okay. Now here's the other thing here. That safety line. Huh? Oh yeah. Here, when I hook those on there too, that thing's a pain in the neck over there, the way they spread out in the vacuum. Okay. And I got the gas sample tube here. Alright. Gas sample tube coming up. Okay. Now I need to get that safety line. Okay, I'll put that over here. Okay, I get the safety line. Unsafety line. Whoops, excuse me. Okay. I'll put my camera on. We'll put the TV camera in ETB, and away we go. Hey, we need to take care. All right. Right there. Got it? Yes, sir. Sam, okay. If you get your camera, I'll put that TV camera in ETB. Okay. For your request. Okay, from the local terrain, Houston, as you know it right now, and with the polarizing filter, has he got any particular place en route to the ALSAP or to Head Crater but like his polarizing pictures taken?
We'll get back to you on that. Press on the nominal plan right now.
Here, let me have it. Okay, let me fill the handle, yeah. But, hold it tight. I got it as far as I can.
Pete, we have no preference on that. Go ahead and take it as called out for in the cuff checklist.
Take an ETB and we'll screw with it later. Go to him. Handle him. Okay, dropper. Okay, Houston, one TV camera in the bag. And our plan of attack is, Al, go. One picture of that rock under the descent stage. So grab the hand tool carrier and head for the solar wind and grab a picture of that. In the meantime, I'll lope off to the ALSAP and check the side. I'll meet you at point one at Head Crater.
Roger, we copy, and Al, have you gotten the readings on the contrast charts?
Not yet, and I plan to do that real quick.
Roger.
Houston, Pete's on his way to the ALSAP.
Roger, Al, we copy. And at 30 minutes into the EVA, you're pretty close to the nominal timeline.
Okay, very good. Can the guy with the seismometer hear me running?
2:16.
Pete, we're watching you down here on the seismic data. Looks as though you're really thundering right by it.
Yeah, I grabbed to a halt there to switch to intermediate cooling. I noticed that it is obviously a little bit hotter out here with the higher sun angle right now. Okay, I'm approaching the infamous side.
Roger, and we're able to copy your rest, and now that you're moving again.
Hey. All right. The status is... Look, I'm going to get dust in it. The cover is off, and it's pointed up at the sky at about a 60-degree angle.
Roger, do not touch it right now, Pete. Which way is that pointing relative to east-west?
It is pointed down sun.
Roger. Pete, no need to change the configuration. Let's press on. We copy that you've stopped on the seismic.
Yeah. It's me, Andy Dandy, LMP.
Contrast tree.
Oh, okay. Meet you at the head crater, pal.
Okay.
Oh boy, I want that rock. There is a dandy, extra grapefruit size type goodie. I had the crater with a shadow in it first. There's one. Okay, Houston, I'm approaching a crater now, and I'm going to put the contrast chart in it. One on each side, one on the sunny side, one on the shadow side. Okay.
Roger.
Yankee Clipper, Houston.
Here, there's the one on the sunny side.
And if I got the grapefruit rock of all grapefruit rocks.
Good. Would you give us the configuration of your high gain?
That's got to come home in a spacecraft when they're sitting in rock box. Okay, Houston, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to wind up at the right place in head crater, and while I'm waiting for Al, I'll roll a boulder for you.
Sounds good, Pete.
Looking at the con...
Pete, Houston, can you give us a mark when you roll over?
Yeah, I sure will. Head crater is, by golly, a rather steep crater.
The
lot steeper than it looks from out the limb. It's... Hey, Houston?
Yeah, go.
I'm looking at the contrast chart in the sun, and I can see all the different shades. I've taken a photo of it. I look at the one in the shadow. In the shadow, I can see. Well, it depends on how close I am. If I'm within about 3 feet of it or 4 feet of it, I can see all six shades. I'll take a picture here, and then I'll back up. Let me ask you a question, Houston. How big a rock?
Pete, Houston, I presume whatever's a convenient size for you. We'll check that out, though.
How about a grapefruit-sized rock? That's what I'm holding in my hand. And these other rocks that I was talking to you about are pretty well buried, and they're pretty large. I don't think I could get one of them going. Houston?
Roger, we copy grapefruit size or any size is fine.
Okay, Al, are you standing still?
I'll stand still, go ahead.
Okay, I'm standing still. Houston, on my mark, I'm going to roll it. Mark, it's starting down. Hip, 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 hip. Now it's just rolling. Roll, roll, roll. Still rolling.
Roger, Pete, we've got some jiggles that I can see here. We'll get a reading on it for you.
Still rolling. Still rolling. Very slowly, still rolling. And it stopped. Mark, stop. Okay, Houston. I'm looking at the contrast chart in the shadow, and they're inches at 3 feet. I can see all six. If I back up maybe to 10 feet, as long as I stand here a moment and adapt my eyes, I can see all six also. Now, the thing that seems to have the biggest effect on it is how low the sun is. The sun is high now, and so I don't have to squint my eyes particularly looking in that direction. Yesterday, looking into the same crater, even though it wouldn't be any darker in there because the sun was there, I would never be able to adapt. Right now, I can see all six marks, and I've taken the photographs. I'm going to go out and do solar wind now.
Roger.
Visibility here is on Earth, really. You adapt just as well, and the only major difference I've noticed is the fact that when you're out here on this area, if you look cross-sun, the moon appears one color. If you look down-sun, it's another. If you look up-sun, it's another. But looking into shadows or anything else like that, pretty much the same as on Earth.
2347.
Copy that, Al.
Okay, I'll take some pictures here of the solar wind for you.
Copy. Roger, we'll give you back the relay.
It doesn't look as pronounced wrapped around the pole now that I get out here, Houston. It looks pretty much like yesterday, just sort of, an optical illusion from inside the spacecraft. I took a couple pictures of it, but I don't think there's anything unusual going on there.
Roger, Al, and Pete, if it's convenient, and you can find another rock there and give her a heave experiment. Sure would like to see another one.
Okay, I was setting up my rock hole and all that good thing for the polarizing light. And I'm looking at a rock that has all crystals in it. One of them is shining very, very bright green, like ginger ale bottle green. Okay. Al, are you on your way? That's firm. I'm now making sure that everything is in the hand tool carrier here. I'm mounting them pretty firmly. Say, Houston, as I was working around the hand tool carrier a moment ago, the canvas bag came loose. Took me about 2 minutes to put it back together again. It came off the metal side. And it looks like those clips that hold it on are going to be completely inadequate, and I expect that we're going to have some trouble with it all day today. I'll be able to think about fixing it before next time.
Roger, Al, we copy that. Do you think once you put a little weight in it, she'll hold better?
I don't know. They don't seem to have a lot of friction on the sides there. And the bag just floats around it. It needs to be more firmly attached some way.
Roger.
Okay. Leaving the limb. Okay. Boy, this hand tool carrier is light and nice. Compared to carrying it around on Earth. I think it's going to be, we might be able to just slip it right down inside the surveyor crater with it. Piece of cake. Okay, I see you over there. I'm on the way.